The World Trade Center, Buffalo, Niagara, reports that last year the United States exported $267 billion worth of goods to Canada. The organization's president and CEO, John Manzella, says many goods produced and sold on the global market are first assembled in a process that involves numerous trips back and forth across the border. Disrupt complex supply chains by removing NAFTA, he warns, and the manufacturers may feel the sting, and pretty soon, so will the customers.
Should those components become more expensive as a result of terminating NAFTA and implementing all of a sudden tariffs would be then implemented, again, that would not only disrupt the supply chain, but should they continue to import from those same sources, the price would increase, and that price would be reflected in higher prices to U.S. consumers.
Manzella says Canada and Mexico are not the only nations awaiting the Trump administration's next move. So, too, is China, which has surpassed Canada to become the USA's biggest trading partner.
And China is actually our third largest export market and our number one supplier of goods. So we currently do not have a free trade agreement with China, but we certainly could use one.
Manzella says U.S. companies have a manufacturing deficit with the world, but have a trading surplus with its free trade partners. He also notes that NAFTA has been revised 11 times since it was implemented in 1994. He also suggests that through NAFTA, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico have become a more competitive bloc on the global market against European and Asian interests. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.